If I recall correctly, I think we're up to the Nuga Parmashit, which is about Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, and Kli Shlishi. Pretty much not all of the Parashim and a few other things. So let's start with Kli Sheni. Well, no, let's start with Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon is a classic way to cook as a Kli Rishon on the fire. How about a Kli Rishon on the fire? I think I mentioned this once, I got Orcha. But this is a fundamental machlokas between all the Achronim and the Aruch HaShulchan. In general, the Achronim assume that Kli Rishon, whether on or off the fire, is Bishul Doreis. If it's on the fire, that's Bishul Be'ish. If it's off the fire, that's Toldos Eish. And Toldos Eish is Doreisa. As we learned in the Gemara, there is Doser, Toldos Achama, Atu Toldos Eish, which implies that Toldos Eish is Doreisa. The Yerushalmi does not hold this way. There's some of the Achronim have various creative ways of reading Yerushalmi, but almost all, you know, most of the Achronim agree the simple chant of Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi has one different between Nishan and Klisheni, and at least Rabbi Yonan Yerushalmi says, Asu Herchik Lichli Rishon, below Asu Herchik Lichli. And what does that mean? Kli Rishon, they made a harchaka, Kli Sheni, they didn't. So the truth is you have to take another line of the Yerushalmi as well. The Yerushalmi says, Ein Bishul Borer, Elokshon, or Mahalev Tavtov. It's not Bishul Borer unless there's fire. Meaning the Yerushalmi holds its only Bishul Doraisa on the fire. So why is it Kli Rishon, us or off the fire? Also Herchik, or we would call harchaka. Kli Rishon used to be on the fire, now it's off the fire, so they made a harchaka when it's off the fire, so you don't get confused, and put something inside it when it's on the fire. But a Kli Sheni is never on the fire, can't be confused. But I take the pot off the fire and I cook something in there, make it fuse with cooking on the fire, which is all right. Kli Sheni, by putting in that bowl of soup, how can I confuse it? The bowl of soup is never on the fire. Okay, that's the Rishani holds that the vision of the fire is drawn. There's only Vishnu Borer, only real Vishnu Loresa on the fire. All the Achronim assume the Bavli disagrees. Except for the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, he has a long essay. I only put here, like, the Sif on a test. He's masaking his earlier discussion. As himself, hyperlinks, the Aruch, the Sifchav, etc. He's Medayik in the Rambam. None of these do come on Mokrach. He's Medayik in the Rambam, and he's Medayik in Rashi. They hold Kli Rishon off the fire is only drunk. He admits that the Ram doesn't say though, doesn't say that the Torah doesn't say, the Chag doesn't say that, the Achron don't say that. And Rashi the Rambam does his interpretation. Well, Mike says a bit of a Shitas Yachid. The Aruch HaShulchan believes that we paskin like the Yerushalmi. He thinks the Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi that Kli Rishon off the fire is drunk. No one agrees with the Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know it. We practically know it agrees with the Aruch HaShulchan. We paskin, if you cook something in a Kli Rishon off the fire, that's the rice. Okay, but that's not such an afkamina because Lamaisa, no one have a havamina be matter putting in a Kli Rishon. I'm not talking about what we discussed previous year, something already cooked, that's different. But that's putting raw food. How about a Kli Sheni? So the Gemara says in two places, once very explicitly, and once pretty foolish that a Kli Sheni is not with actual. There's no problem. You can put food in a Kli Sheni. Where does it say so explicitly? Daf Mem Amud Beis. There's a story. There's a whole discussion there. We'll get to it. Is it usher to warm up oil shops or not, etc.? And they bring here a story. Amr of Yisrael Baravdini Tom Achas Nechnasti Achar Rebbe, meaning Rebbe Judah Nasi, the Beis HaMerkatz. I followed Rebbe into the Beis HaMerkatz on Shabbos. This is, Oh, Mikashti Maniach Lo Pashal Shem Man Bati. And I wanted to take a flask of oil and put it in the hot bath to warm it up before he smeared himself with the oil. But Amr Li Tov Kli Sheni B'tein, he says, no, take water in a Kli Sheni and heat up the flask of oil in the Kli Sheni. And the Gemara says, Shwami Naklas. From this story, we learn three things. One, there's an Isser Bishul by oil. And number one, there's an Isser Bishul by oil. Number three, even warming up the oil official, what that means. Get to. But number two, relevant for us, cliche, right? That's what he said. You put in the libisho, that's official. Put in the cliche, then it would be heter gomer. From here we see heter gomer to put food in the cliche, a chavis, because cliche, as a categorical statement. Another example of this, which doesn't use any words about this, but I mean, it really does. It just doesn't, you know, it says it almost 100% straight, it says a little bit different angle, is the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis. Amid Aleph Amid Beis. Ilfas Vakdir Shabir, we're talking with Ethan Tomo Taplin. If you take off a pot, hot from the stove, you can't put spices in. Why? Because you're cooking the spices. Please shut up. No, so can't. But you can put spices into the serving dish that you empty the pot into. So that shows you can't put them in the cliché, you can put them in the cliché, because cliché is not a rasho. And then the Gemara says, basically this, yeah, the Gemara says before this shot in the Mishnah. Sovra of Yosef Lameimar, Mela, the Gemara never says, and this is the explanation of the Mishnah. It's too obvious. The Gemara just assumes it in the course of their next discussion. Sovra of Yosef Lameimar, Mela, Chariyu, Ketavlin, Dibitivisham, Shelah, Bishen, Lomashela. But salt is the same rule as spices that it cooks with the Mishnah, so it's usher, but the Mishnah, so it's butter. Okay. Then we'll get to the Maskana. The Maskana is the Ikra did salt this week. But what we see from here, that spices cook in oil, the Mishnah cooks, the Mishnah doesn't spice, and the Mishnah cook, the Mishnah they don't. The principle seems to be, just, and Daphne Deez is one example, Daphne, it's a statement, the Mishnah ain't on the Bashal. Okay. That is a rule accepted. The rule is accepted. The question is whether there are exceptions and whether the exceptions end up, you know, multiplying like B'nai Yisrael in the beginning of yesterday's parsha. But klisheni eino mevashel is a rule. No one questions that rule. The only question whether there are exceptions. Question is why? Why is it klisheni not mevashel? Who's the first one to ask that question? Tosos. Why is it klisheni not mevashel? After all, we know how hot does something have to be to cook? Yatzalisa, the klisheni can yatzalisbo. That's not what's in your child. Says the Yerushalmi, hakomo klisheni shu mother. That Yerushalmi is going on the Mishnah of the Ilfas Vakti Reshavir, the spices. The Mishnah says klisheni is mother, but why? So, here your hand can rule over it, here your hand cannot rule over it. Meaning, this caused a lot of confusion if anyone remembers in Yodea. Marshal, Bashach, and this Vichuba there. Shaletis sounds a little like Soletis, but it means the opposite, right? Kan yad Shaletis, meaning your hand rules, it's not Soletis, it doesn't recoil. Kan in yad Shaletis, your hand. Does not rule because it recoils. So basically it's saying that a cliche is cold and a klibishon is hot. However, Amar Rav Yonah Kanvik, it sounds like you don't pass that way. Kanvik ain hayad shaletis. Here's where we got confusing because it's just here's shaletis, here's not shaletis. It doesn't really matter which switch. Both of them, the yad is not shaletis. Both of them, the yad is not shaletis. What does that mean? Both of them, the yad is shaletis. Both of them could be hot. You can have a hot cliché, no. You can have a hot cliché. Right? This happened to my brother once. Must have been my aunt's Shabbos Sheva Brachos or something. I think it was my aunt's Shabbos Sheva Brachos. Going back a while. And tonight in the horror, we were boisterous kids. Someone was walking to serve a big tray full of bowls of soup in the cliché. And my brother ran smack into them, got the whole tray of cliché on his head, and the rest of that story was played out in the emergency room, which seems to support, disprove Rabbi Yossi and the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yossi had met my brother, luckily, like I said, we were boisterous kids. When everyone went to the emergency room, didn't have to wait online. Because we're special regular customers. We always got it right away. So all's well with it. But it's all hot. True story. It's all hot. Okay. So if it's all hot, let's ignore Rabbi Yossi here, right? What's the difference, right? Rabbi Yossi in the Yerushalmi says, Ein Hayat Solenisbo. But that seems to be difficult in the Tzitz. Doesn't seem to be Maskar.
Also, it's not Hayat Solenisbo, and why are those confusions?
That's not too much of a philosophical shame, is it? We can put them on here, but you see how it's not so possible. What does Tosos start by saying? Tosos starts by saying, I don't know that Tosos is thinking of this Rishon. Tosos starts out by saying, Tema, my expect Rishon to be Rishon. Dia Yatsalenis is X. So the people are saying, I'm in also the Rishon, I'm in Vashel. Okay. So Tosos says, but we are Rishon. Like, if it is Yatsalenis, so it should cook, and if not, then even Klee Rishon. Okay, we'll come back to that. What does Rabbi Yoma say in Yerushalmi? What does Rabbi Yoma say in Yerushalmi? What we just read. He says that they're both hot. They're both Yad Soletisbo, meaning Ein Hayad Soletisbo. But Tlimisha would also be Drabanan, or to Tlimisha on the fire. Tlisheni is not also be Drabanan, because you can't say also Tlisheni on the fire. Tlisheni means fire. Right? So that's the truth is, if you hold up your Hashochan, it's pretty pushed. And everyone else didn't hold with Yerucha Shulchan. So, the Lishitas Ayrushalmi Dibishol Shalo Algabe Ha'or is only Usher Midrabanan. That is pretty pushed. Oh, what about the Gemara that says Tolos Ha'orus Doraisa and Gilgel Chayim Chatas? If it's next to something on the fire, that's still low risk. As long as it's next to something on the fire. But it's something off the fire, the gamre. So he's very cautious. That's cliche risho. Is zera autu cli risho. Algabe ha'ish. Clicheni. Ain makom lixer. Okay, these are 2 days of Yerushalmi that I admit when it comes to. All the Achronim, they get ignored. Why did they get ignored? The Chorus, that's where Shami is. Probably on the whole of Abraham Yossi says, Lishini in Yatsalitisbo. But it's not really good heads for a coast boat if it is Yatsalitisbo. Which Rabbi Yonah says to him. And Rabbi Yonah says, oh, Lishini is only Drabana. So you'd be confused with before you took over fire. Lishini, there's no way to be confused. That's only for Shami, who says that Lishini is the fire is broken. Except for we hold Klee Rishon for fire at the right, so why is it hot? So Tishani is also hot. So the mice of the Poskim, all the Poskim, not all the Poskim, but they all work with Tosos. Says Tosos, what are the magic words for Tosos? Defanos Mechamamos versus Defanos Mecharos. A Klee Rishon, Klee Sheni might be the same temperature. For example, if I take soup, I take a trolley. I've done this. Maybe you've also done this. Take a chilling pan, turn it upside down into a big tureen. Chilling just as hot. Yeah. How much would it have cooled off in those 3 seconds that it was falling through the air? But Tosa says, Klibishon, Dafnosov Chamin, Umaxichomosman Meruba, but Klisheni, Ain Dafnosov Chamin, Beholech Mistarir. In the Klisheni, it gets cooler and that he escapes into the walls of the plate. In the Klee Rishon, it keeps its heat because the walls of the plate are also hot. Okay, that's pretty posh in physics. If you have hot cholent in a hot pot, the pot will cool off the cholent and will stay hot longer, not forever, but longer. If you have hot cholent in a cold serving bowl, then the cold serving bowl will cool off the heat, will take the heat out of the cholent and it won't stay hot so long. So that's what Tosa said. Tosa says, the Rishon equals Daphnosav Mechanolos or Chamin. Okay, different relations here. He says, Chamin. Omachzeg Chomo Zman Meruba. While the Klisheni Daphnosav Karin. Right? What's the lotion? Ain't daf nosaf chamin.
Interesting. Okay.
The whole leif umitzani, meaning it cools off quickly in a leash. Now the question is, what do we mean by this tosos? This tosos sounds very practical, right? This tosos sounds very practical, meaning just because something's out, so lettuce bow is not enough for it to cook. That's a rule of thumb. That's what it just says. And therefore, they gave a rule of thumb of yatzel lettuce bow. If something stays hot for a long time and it's yatzel lettuce bow, then we're choshesh it could cook. If something's yatzel lettuce bow, it's cooling off very rapidly, mistama, it can't cook. That's what Tosos sounds like. It's a very practical point. Meaning, just an improvement over Rabbi Yossi and Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yossi says, Akunshin is cold. Tosos says, what if it's hot? The answer is, even if it's hot, it's getting cold and it can't cook. Okay, so this is, let's say, this is practical. Practical, can't cook. Now everyone starts asking tons of questions, right? If anyone looked at footnote of Rabbi Eider, he says, really, it can't cook? Well, how do you define cooking? How do you define cooking by water? Really? If you take water and you heat it up, you don't boil it, you're not defined fatos. You're reaching out to this though. If you put cold water into the hot water and cliche, it won't retract out to what it's called. Really? Let's say I pour from the urn into a cup. It's a cliche. And then I add a little cold water to the cup. That cold water won't reach out to what it's called. Okay, so already this discussed one time. I'm going to say, no, it won't. Just it'll be diluted so you won't notice it. Okay, what if you take a little cold water and put it in a capsule? And I put it into this cliche full of boiling water. Won't reach out to the telescope inside the capsule? No, it can't. Walls of the cup, pull it off, it can't cook. Okay, that's difficult to swallow. It's not so much as true, it seems. It's a big fetish. It's a big fetish that really didn't see us. It can't even like water she got, so let's put it in shame. Seems a little bit to be against our kush. Unless you want to say, it just means a general exception. So therefore, a lot of the postcard folk is difficult to say. That is really a practical divinity shini in Vasha. Because Mutsius does seem to have some ability to be in Vasha. What's the other option? The other option is formally. Rav Eider quotes Mashisa Shabbos. But a little bit for Mashisa Shabbos, was the first math. Again, more or less, grace. But the first math. Or the Orson math and the Mashisa Shabbos say no, it's a formal. The Shvisa Shabbos I didn't put in the Makorosh, but if you notice, if you look at the very Eider in brackets, he says, I found the Shvisa Shabbos, and Rav Sifan told to say the Yerushalmi. Yeah, the Yerushalmi is just more famous than Shvisa Shabbos. They say, no, it's a formal rule. What's the formal rule? Let's get back to Bishul Lachama. What did Rav Shlomo Zalman say about Bishul Lachama? You know why Bishul Lachama is not Bishul? Because it's only Bishul. If you use Eish. Ah, but Toldos Eishta Eish. Toldos are always like everything in the Torah. Right? There are Toldosam Kamosam. Right? Toldos Sehem Kamosam. Right? So you'll be in the Kama. So he says like this. And then he starts to bring all kinds of comparisons. Here's a man. He says, you know what? What if you have a Toldo of something? A Toldo of something like the thing itself. What about a Toldo of the Toldo? And he says, what kind of Toldos are we talking about here? He says, I'm not going to start comparing it to, you know, back to Rabbeinu Chananel. Well, Zorei is a tolda, Zorei is an am, Notei is a tolda, Zobair is a tolda, the tolda. Those are things that are similar to things. That's not what we mean here. When we talk about toldos in Bishul, we mean things whose force comes from something, right? Like, I am something. If I kick a ball, that's a tolda of my force. If that ball hits a bowling pin and knocks that, that's a tolda of a tolda, right? Or we call that koach kochel. It says, what do we find? We find a whole sugya in Baba Kama about this. Certainly, according to one side, you can still be passing in Baba Kama. So you go to Soros if anyone learned Baba Kama, or Koach Kocho. In Hilcha Shabbos, Koach Kocho is generally called Brahma, it's called Naramaisa, meaning the told of a told of something is already not so connected to it. The told of something is a form of it itself. The told of a told of the Koach Kocho already. Now, I already, I mixed metaphors anyway with kicking of the pin. But, you know, if I, in Hilchos, it's an interesting question. Hilchos Nezikin, right? I kick a ball, that ball knocks something over. What if that ball knocks something into something else? What if that knocks something into something else into something else? At a certain point, that people, well, we wonder. Says there are some math, you're higher for Bishol Be'ish. But Kli Rishon is Toldos Eish. Why? The fire heated the pot, and then the pot cooks your food, even if it's off the fire. What do I mean? I have a pot of soup. I add a piece of chicken to the soup. If I add a piece of chicken to the soup on the fire, that's Bishol Be'ish. If I take the Kli Rishon off the fire and add a piece of chicken, that's Bishol Be'Toldos Eish. So I'm cooking with something that got heat from the fire. If I pour the chicken soup into a tureen and add a piece of chicken there, then, again, Rabbi Yossi would say, Shasha's nose would say, it's just not cooked. Even if it wouldn't cook, it's not being cooked by the fire or something heated by the fire. It's being cooked by a tureen, which was heated by a pot, which was heated by a fire. It says, why not say it's cooked by the soup, which was heated by the fire? Okay, then it gets the soup. There's a gore, soup, so both told us that it should be usher. Meaning, part of what's cooking it is the kli. And the kli was not heated by the fire, it was heated by something heated by the fire. Okay, that is, again, you have to go by the kli, not the soup. Take soup. Okay, so the kli contributes to Dev Zagori, the Paskin's mutter, so it's only usher. Both aspects of told us that each. Then, for top of your semantics, we saw Shabbos, we really show. Equals Toldosa Eish. Klisheni equals Toldosa Eish. And Toldosa Eish equals Bishol Be'Eish. Toldosa Eish equals Bishol Be'Dover She'eno Eish, which is like Bishol Be'Chama, which is Mutter, according to that approach. Meaning this is a purely formal approach. Formally, a cliche is just not the chepta that the Torah asked in Bishol Shabbos. By the way, Yushami, Rabbi Yonah is also a formal approach. He just says, neither cliche nor cliche is the chepta the Torah asked. The Torah only asked the Eish Mamash. But the cliche can be confused, but the cliche can't be
confused. Isn't there more of a reason he goes there after told us a Eish in this case than even told us a Chama?
Good question. But maybe not. Maybe since it's so far from the heat source, we don't think people will get confused.
Like, how do I know what the heat source was? I mean, this all I have is a very hot second hot name.
But even if you see it's in a serving dish, not in a pot. You know,
there wasn't a just a second.
It's a good question. Okay, you're right. Einer and very little invites this sort of thing. Right. Einer says something very, very clever. And he's based on basically everyone's based going back to the issue of Bishol Chama. Right. Einer says, I'm a Talmud of, not me, him, Talmud of, Moshe. What did Moshe say about Bishol Chama? He said, it's formal based on the practical Derech B'nei Adam. Since it's not practical to generally cook in the sun, people don't do it. Therefore, it's formally not a Chalos Bishol. Right? That was Moshe's part. That what Rashi means in Derech, the cook in the sun, he means that once it's not the derech, it's not the kind of bishul the Torah assert. So Reiner says, very little likes it's very clever. He says, I'm going to tell you what Tosos really meant. Tosos didn't really mean that Tosos wasn't giving a scientific opinion. Tosos wasn't saying scientifically, Kli Rishon has the famous machamos, it can cook. Kli Sheni has the famous macharos, or this Tosos famous enochamin, so it can't cook. Tosos wasn't giving a scientific opinion. He was giving a sociological observation. What he was saying is, Kli Rishon is a normal way of cooking. But how really are the fires? Oh, so you can cook in a TV show. People cook in a TV show. That's not so crazy. TV show is a normal way of cooking. As a normal way of cooking, that's the type of vegetable the Torah asserted. Klisheni is not a normal way of cooking. It's not a normal heat source for cooking. I don't mean not a normal way, not a normal heat source. Because who would cook in Klisheni? The Fondos Macabros. Yes, you'll use a thought experiment to come up with a theoretical once-in-a-lifetime case for someone to cook in Klisheni. I think you can come up with a theoretical once-in-a-lifetime case to cook in Klisheni. You do it every day if you want to be an option and just do it on purpose to prove a point. But normal people would never do that. And even if they do it once in a million times, that's not called Derech. And just like Rashi by Bishul Chama, if it's not normal to cook in a Klisheni, that's not an Isser D'Rabbanan of Malacha Kalachar Yad. An Isser D'Rabbanan of Malacha Kalachar Yad is you use a normal heat source, but you put it on with your foot instead of your hand. Here you're using an abnormal heat source. We learn from Rashi on the Daflam Test, Sunya Bishul Chama, that an abnormal heat source is Mufka from Bishul Gamre. That is Rabbi Eider. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Eider. Actually, no idea how to spell Eider. Anyone know how he spells it?
Irish,
maybe. Who knows? Depends. I mean, he was a Shivish. Okay, he was a Shivish back in the day when being a Shivish was a darga of Torah learning, not a political issue. But Rabbi Eider says, he says no. He says it is formal based on practical. Formal based on practical. What does he mean? Since it's the Fanos Makaros and it's normally not good for cooking, even though you can come up with weird cases, since it's normally not good for cooking, therefore it's not there are Bishul Lakach, and it's Mufra from Bishul Lagabre. Right? Hey, bud. It ain't no Derech Bishul. He did his Biru Tosfos, meaning he's saying this is what Tosfos means. Right? I'll be Tosfos. This is what he thinks Tosfos means. How we can Bishul Bechama with Fi Rashi. Igris Moshe, right, who says the heter Bishul Chamas is not a normal way to cook, therefore it's Mufka Lagamri. Likewise, Mufka Lagamri is not a normal way to cook. And even if you want to do it, it doesn't matter because it's not the normal way to cook. Even if you can come up with a scenario which is an exceptional scenario. Okay, these are the basic three mahalchim you can view as a formal thing, either your Shalidek. Or slash or Chasholcha, right? You know, Chasholcha or Sameach, she's Shabbos, it's a matter of Koach versus Koach, or the view is purely practical, like Shabbat Tosos, like this most of the Achronin, and like with Yosef Yerushalmi, it's just not hot enough to cook. And even if you have lettuce bowl, it cools off so fast it can't cook. And if you come up with a case where it can't cook, you're wrong. Or I admit that's an exception. Or you say it's in between formal and practical. Since it's not normally good for cooking, even if it's good for cooking in exceptional circumstances, therefore it's mufka from the getter official. That's a writer, and I think that's definitely the most attractive way to read Tosos line. Now, the nafkamina of this would be everything we're going to discuss, which is, are there exceptions or not? And the nafkamina should really be, are there exceptions? Right? If you take the approach of Rabbi Yonah and Yerushalmi and the Or Sameach, then there should be no exceptions to the rule of, it's not their rule, it's the Gemara's rule, we shame in a Mabashel. Klisheni in the Vashel is a chalos. It's not connected to the fire. Either the Yerushalmi, only the fire is the rice, and it's not close enough to the fire to be confusable. It was never on a fire. It wasn't on a fire an hour ago. Or for the Ur Sameach, it's not. It's two steps removed from the fire. Two steps in halacha. Sfeik sfeik is not a sfeik. And koach koach was not a koach. And tolda is not a tolda. Two steps in halacha is unrelated. then there should be no exceptions. If you take the approach of Rabbi Yossi Mirshami and the Tosos Lefi Romachronim, then it's a rule of thumb that it's too cool to cook. But there could be exceptions, right? Then it should really be on a case by case basis, right? If it's just a practical rule, there should be exceptions on a case by case basis. And if you think about it, what are the two factors that can lead to an exception? It's not hot enough to cook. What are the two factors that say, well, maybe in this case you can't cook? If either it's hotter than usual, or the food is easier to cook than usual. And do we find both those in the Mishnah Berurah? Yes. Right? There's only two ways to make an exception. Either the food is easier to cook, or it has more heat. Right? Two exceptions. There should be both exceptions. And whenever you make an exception, there's only two ways to make an exception. It has more heat, or the food needs less heat. Should be exceptions for Kale Habishal and a very hot Klisheni. Who was the Machadish of the exception that very hot Klisheni is usher? What? The Chaya Adam. Right? What does Chaya Adam say? He said, go back to my brother. A regular Klisheni. I mean, even though, whatever, if you really think that's scientific. But a regular klisheni is not gosh. And if my brother had knocked the person over, he would have gone to the verse. But a very hot klisheni, then it's very hot, it's an exception. Right? Then it wouldn't be Mabasha. How do you know it's very hot? Yeah, check the emergency room. Move the baseball, right? Yeah, so let us know when your hand recoils. Too hot to the touch, like your instincts. It's too hot for your instincts. Yadnitzbo means not only to turn off your instincts, to mamish burn it, give you a blister. It'll give you a blister, but then that's different for and Yadnitzbo. And for, sorry, Joe Tang, and for all I know, maybe come up with another exception or two, you know, if you're a butter.
If you learn, like I'm a holler, it's not there.
Which Mahalo is it? We're not in Mahalo. Are we? That was right.
Oh, we're not in that. We're in the.
Sorry. Right. Okay. Sorry. Now, just to be fair, I saw in some of the Maimonides firm they want to say, no, maybe like there shouldn't be exceptions. It's just a rule of sight that anything in the finals of the Carlos can't be with Basha. But I'm not so happy with that. Like, if you're going to take them in rule of sight, that's the actions. Otherwise, just make the rule of thumb. It comes from the Talmud and Maestros. But I assume the intuition is based on Tosfos' approach. The walls cooling down. It starts out hot enough, and even the walls cooling down. It makes sense. The walls cooling down. Okay, so if the absolute level, the walls cooling down, it's not really so hot. But if it starts out even hotter, the walls cooling down, and it's hot. This comes from that intuition. Even though technically comes from Shalom and Maestros. Okay, what if you take the approach of a writer? Yeah. Add Dover Gush. Okay, hold Dover Gush.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they usually say this as a nafkmina of something else. I'm not 100% sure that it's a nafkmina of this because they say that a derer gush, it doesn't really take the shape of the defanos tachlat. So maybe it's just a question of whether the default is that it cooks unless there's the defanos tacharos or the default that doesn't cook unless there's. Okay, according to Ryder, and this is what he says, maybe in this footnote, maybe in the next footnote, I forgot. He says, well, it might depend on what kind of exception you're applying now. is an exception that has to do with the derech bishul, or an exception that doesn't have to do with the derech bishul? And what was, if, now let's go back to kali bishul. Kali bishul means things that could be cooked easily, or things that are often cooked very easily. If you define kali bishul as things that are usually, let's say they're so delicate or easy to cook that you usually cook them in a cliche. There are some things, even the recipe requires cooking them in a cliche. Some things you usually cook in a cliche. Like, at least the Americans here, let's go back to tea. When you grew up, how did you cook tea? I don't mean on Shabbos, I mean on weekdays. The tea bag was in the cliche. Okay, just like us. Just checking. For example, tea, I don't know what people did once, but nowadays when they invented tea bags, everyone makes tea in a cliche. No one makes tea in a baby show. Why? Okay, I guess it must be Kali Bishul, right? Everyone makes tea in a cliche. So if everyone makes tea in a cliche, then that's Kali Bishul, and then even reviver should make an exception, because this is the way you cook tea. Soft-boiled eggs. No, I mean soft-boiled eggs, do they? What?
Maybe should.
No, it's for sure. It's a soft-boiled egg. A soft-boiled, you know what a hard-boiled egg is?
For me, a soft-boiled egg is 7 minutes.
And then, what is it? What does it look like for you?
It's jammy. It's pretty a bit of.
No, no, soft-boiled egg means that it's not solid at all. Okay. My Zadie used to eat soft-boiled eggs. There's a special thing for making soft-boiled eggs in the chain. You can't make soft-boiled eggs in the chain, but it's hard. I'm going to stop. I'm bringing up for Moshe last relationship. Anyway, there is something that the Derek could cook in a chain meal. I'm sure we can think of others if you're very clever. What's another great way? Quaker instant oatmeal, you know, they have those packets, like one packet is like one serving, and like you bring it to camp and whatever, because you don't need to cook. You just, like, you pour boiling water, you put it in, and it cooks. Now, don't imagine a manachama. You know what manachama means, or is there a word for the English?
Instant
noodles. The instant noodles are cooked already, right? They're just ramen noodles, right? Ramen noodles are perfectly, are at least as good, you know, I think people consider them at least as good to eat raw as they are. Not raw, at least good to eat cooked originally as re-cooked. But Quaker instant oatmeal is not cooked. It's raw. If it's raw, how does it get cooked in a cliche? Because it's Kali and Bishul. They cut it in a special way that makes it Kali and Bishul. Some other things. Those things, a writer would say, what do you mean? You ever see someone take one of these oatmeal packets and put it in a TV show? No, that would be crazy. It's the difference, doing the cliché. So then, now, it's always a question when to make an exception to Derek, when not. But since we're at the way he means is, Nirvo, that there should be an exception for Kali Bishul, at least if it's not a theoretical Kali Bishul, but theoretically you did a lab experiment to discover you cook in the cliche. No, my spoiled people cook in cliche. And by the way, this is one where I'm going to speak kind of against tea. He's as well known, very willing against being in a cliche. And what's one of his kindness? One of his kindness is based on this. He says, hello, as cliche. You ever see anyone make the Quaker oatmeal in a cliché? Nah. You ever see anyone make a soft-boiled egg in a cliché? Nah. You ever see anyone make tea in a cliché? Yeah, I don't know. All the time people make tea in a cliché, what do? They take I have a fancy set of china drinks. The fancy set of china includes a teapot. Not a teapot like that's metal that goes on the stove. Like a decorative china teapot. How do you use that decorative china teapot? You fill it with water from the urn. I'm saying not on an outside shop. How do they use it? Right? I assume they make fancy china for Goyim. I assume Goyim also has fancy china. I don't know if they use it. They don't shop Sinatra. But, you know, yeah. Whatever.
What's the other one?
I guarantee you know this for this. Guarantee.
Yeah.
To use?
British. Very alternate.
Would you use it on Yom
Tov? No, but would you use it on Yom Tov when Bishul is not?
By the in-laws.
Okay, anyway, which
timing could be that it's not so crazy that you bring a big pot of boiling, a big boiling water to the table, everyone pours it into the cups, and then it's a tea bag. So maybe Klishlish is the derech of making tea. Okay, Yesh Lion. Anyway, there should be an exception for Kali Abishal if it's usually cooked in a cliche. Meaning it might be harder to say, well, we're cold shaped potatoes might be Kali Abishal. What do you mean? You're saying I don't cook potato cliche? But at the very least, in things that are normal to cook cliche, but there shouldn't be an exception for Yad Tolet spoke, for Yad Neshli spoke. Because that's not a matter of derech. A little hot or a little less hot is not two different drug, which is exactly what a writer says, but not, maybe not in these words, for Yad Neshli spoke. So basically, you know, we're going to pass it where we pass it, but I'll bond us. If you want to know, should this be a categorical rule, cliche in a mabashel, come what may, or should it be a rule of thumb? That depends on the sora. If the formal sora, like the Ursa Mea, it's a categorical rule. Whatever you want.
If anyone falls asleep, then see, you're right for the
I'll stay up. The if it's purely a practical rule, like Pshat of Tosos, then there should be a lot of exceptions. Because a practical rule has exceptions. You just have to look at a case-by-case basis, really. If it's like Rabbi Einar, from the derech, then it might have exceptions for things that are the derech to do differently, like certain Kali Abishal, maybe the Kulias has found a Liyach HaYachdin that never put in a Abishal. They were only put in a Pishemi, an hour quicker in some oatmeal, an hour soft boiled eggs, and maybe they went out of style by now. I don't know. And our tea, and etc. And coffee. You know, cafe turkey. You go to you cafe turkey, but they go boats in Israel. I don't know what the word for it is in English. It's just coffee grounds you put into the cup. And then they stay there. You just drink it gingerly so that they stay at the bottom of the cup. And, you know, it's part of like the test of manhood in Israel. You can handle it for a few of those specks get into your mouth. Then it should depend on the derech. There could be an exception for Kali Abishal, but there shouldn't be an exception for Yad Neshli Spoke. Okay, that's the lumsus that underlies this. Now let's look at the evidence. What are the evidence for exceptions? The evidence for exception. Interestingly, there are two places in Shas which have evidence for exceptions to the rule of Tishina Inu Mabashel, and they're neatly divided between Se'if Dalet and Se'if Hei. One is the Mishnah in Daf, what is it, Kuf Mem Hei? The Mishnah in Daf Kuf Mem Hei. What does the Mishnah say in Daf Kuf Mem Hei? We mentioned this a few times. Kol Sheba B'chamin Me'erev Shabbos, Shorin Oso B'chamin B'Shabbos. Right? Whatever was cooked on Erev Shabbos, you can soak again on Shabbos. The Kol Shelo B'chamin Me'erev Shabbos, that's not interesting for us now, that was last year. Whatever was not cooked on Erev Shabbos, Madich Oso B'chamin Shabbos, you can rinse it with hot water on Shabbos, but you can't obviously soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Kutz Min Liyach HaYoshan, B'klu Yos HaEspinish, the Chasun Zud Mar Malachtan, except for Maliach HaGashan, old salted. It's a bit of a cloak, it's old salted meat or fish, but it's old. I showed it, say, a year ago. And Kulyas Espin is a big machlok, is what it is. You know, what it is in the Lashon of the Aramaic, what it is for us, the base of Bira Halacha brings down a big machlok, whether it's herring or not. In the mindset, in the end, he decides that, you know, what has to be Nizar, because we're not exactly sure what. But what's unique about these two things? Had the chasen zuik marmalachton, just rinsing them in hot water is marmalach. So that's one exception. What if, now is rinsing them a kli rishon or a kli sheni? So there's 2 days in Tosos, but let's just do the 2 days in Tosos. What does it say? We're talking about, we're not interested in rishon. saying, Shorin Aval Medichin, Ba'at Moliach Hayashan Bechuli Ein Medichin. What does this mean? The shot is, what are we talking about? Kli, we're not stopping until we realize you're not allowed to soak in an eight kli. So this is, and here's our rokhut. Ein shorin bikli rishon. In which case, what would you then say? Aval medichin, iroi kli rishon, would then be yotur. Why would Eroi Kli Rishon be Mutter? Because Eroi Kli Rishon equals Kli Sheni. Right? Whose sheet is it that Eroi Kli Rishon equals Kli Sheni and is Mutter on Shabbos? Right? I mean, it's a lot of people's sheet, but in the famous Tosfos, whose sheet is this? The Rashba, the Pirusha Rashba, not the Sfarim Rashba, the Rashba Shas Rashba, the Farish, the Kibur Kikli Shani, and so I think there might be some verses of Rashban, right? Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you're printing Rashba, it's usually quoted as Rashban. I know if it was both of them, or it's just a Tosofer, because in the longer Tosos and Mbeis and Mbeis, it's Rashban. Well, let's call it Rashban for now. Right? This would be a Rashban. Say Rashban. You're a Kli Rishon like Kli Sheni, it's nothing. You're a Kli Rishon, it's fine. You can pour from a Kli Rishon onto your potato on Shabbos and you don't have to worry about it. Okay. However, who's the famous who says that Eroi is Mavashel? Well, okay, this is a, yes, there are different versions of it. I'm not pre-sold with some other Mavashel, right? So, putting it up over Dichit, you can pour from a Kli Rishon into any whole food? That's impossible. And into raw food? That's impossible. Kli Rishon is Mavashel. So what does Rabbi Tam have to say? I can't think of any choice he has. I mean, I can't think of a choice, but Tosfos can't. What does Rabbi Tam have to say? Exactly. It means Eroi Mikli Sheni. However, Tosfos is now stuck. Hold on a second. Eroi Mikli Sheni is Mutter. If the Medichin is from a Kli Sheni, then what's Shorin? Shorin in a Kli Rishon or Shorin in a Kli Sheni? It sounds like Shorin is in a Kli Sheni. So, what's your two choices? So, Tosos has two answers. Tosos' first answer is it must be Ein Shorin a Kli Sheni. But that is very weird because Kli Sheni ain't a Mavashel. So let's go to Tosfos' second one. No, really, it means Shorin Bikli Rishon. Don't assume that it's parallel. In Shorin Bikli Rishon, Aval Medichin Bikli Sheni. Why not just say in Shorin Bikli Rishon, I'll Shorin Bikli Sheni? Ah, because we want to know. It should just say, ain't sure Bikli Rishon, I will sure it Bikli Sheni, because Kli Sheni ain't a Mavashel. Eroi Mikli Sheni, Behu Hadin, Shorin Bikli Sheni. Ah, so why does it say Medichin, if it's really Mutter Shorin? We lead to this. Aser Afilu Eroi Mikli Sheni. To show you that even Eroi Mikli Sheni is Aser on the Lich Yasser Koyzes, and then they have to say this. Here, Aser Eroi Mikli Rishon Didino Mikli Sheni. Okay, now, I haven't filled in the
Kodesh part. But let's just review to the last comment. According to Hashbam, what's usher is word from the Tigris, which counts like a cliche. So cliche is usher. According to Tom, what's usher is to pour a link from a cliche, so cliche is usher. We must shout cliche is usher. Because either you're a figure show, being cliche is usher, or you're a cliche is usher. So what do we find from here? We must shout usher. Love somebody cliche. Why well, I mean Marashah is also putting the cliche? Well, either it means you can't even pour from the cliche, or it means you can't pour them from a TV show like the Rashbam, who says pour them from a TV show counts like putting the cliche. You know what? Okay. Now, but what's the that's one point? What's the evidence for exceptions? Number one, Maliach Ayoshan Bekulyas. Hispanian, once you work out the logic according to Tosos, once you work out the logic according to Tosos, none of Shafat's usher put them in a cliche. Because either you can't pour from a cliche or you can't pour from a cliche, but you have like a cliche. Number two, how about this Rain of Tom? According to, we have no idea what Rain of Tom said. Rain of Tom doesn't, I mean, all of Shas. I'm sure he'll say that's Mishnah. We don't have the Sora of how Rabbi Tam explained this Mishnah. And I can think of other ways, perhaps. But Rabbi Tam tells him the Sora. Maybe he says, maybe he says, and here's the tricky part. Why would it be Insurum Biklisheni for Rabbi Tam? Why would Rabbi Tam say there's a rule of Insurum Biklisheni? Because the message of Avashel. Oh, what does it say you can't put a cliche in the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis? Mishnah Daf Mem Beis, what can you put a cliche in? Why doesn't Taflin look like you're cooking the Taflin? The answer is because why do you put Taflin in food? You cook the Taflin? Anyone ever put spices in their food? Yes, come on. Anyone here ever breathe? Okay. And if you ever put spices in, you ever put pepper in your food? Did you put pepper in your food in order to cook the pepper? You put pepper in your food in order to spice your food, right? If I soak a potato in hot water, what does it look like I'm doing? It looks like I'm cooking a potato. So if I soak it in a cliche, it might look like I'm cooking it in cliche. If I soak carrots or chicken in hot water, what does it look like I'm doing? Looks like I'm cooking it. So therefore, even a cliche, it could look like a cliche show. After all, not everyone always sees. But spices don't look like cooking. Because you don't try to cook spices. Meaning, if they're spices, they need cooking, they're cooked in the factory before they get to those spices. You're not trying to cook spices, you're just trying to spice your food. Okay, so that's the half of Tosos, Ancient, the cliche. Because in one day of Tosos, Nefzikim Abashal, meaning this according to Rish Tam, according to Mahalach of Tosos, according to the statement, which is not in the equivalent of today, one of the two in the era of Tosos, then Rish Tam, invents a new Isser called Nefzikim Abashal. But it's not an exception to Nishayim and Abashal. It's a Xer of Nes. Right? So now we have two sources for exceptions. Number one is Maliach Hayashim Kalisha Ispanin. Number two is and what's the rule? Hadachasan, who gmar malachtan. And number two is one opinion out of the three in Tosos. Metzikim avashel b'chol davar she'eino taflin. Now, just to be fair, it's not really everything but taflin. Rebbe said you could put a flask of oil in the machine. Okay, so they find the echron and we'll deal with it. They say, except for taflin, which don't look like cooking because you're just adding spice to your food, and except for warming up a flask of oil, which doesn't look like cooking because everyone knows that you just want to warm it up a little, and you're not trying to cook it, and you're allowed to mix cold water with hot water if you shake it, see, so you post the pot. So except for water, where it doesn't look like cooking, it just looks like getting the temperature you want. Okay, but for things that are classic things that you would cook in hot water, or hot liquid, then it might look like cooking. That's a great question, meaning if there's a xerid or a button of vesic in the basha, what's it make bishemi and bishlishi? And that xerid or a button of vesic in the basha, even though the acronym don't seem to think there's vesic in the basha and bishlishi. My only answer will be that xeris are made based on Alpia rope, right? In general, bishlishi is so far reading of the bishon that people are less likely to get. But I admit that I just made that up. Right, that's always the point. What is Maxi? Maxi generally doesn't mean Maris Chaim. Maxi means, doesn't mean looks like someone comes over with confusion. It means more like seems like people end up getting confused. Meaning Maris Chaim means people think you're doing an aveira. Maxi means that some good thing for me doing an aveira, which is that if everyone goes around doing things that look like aveiros, then someone will end up getting confused. So it could be that was just them. So it's a slight chance they'll get confused with Shani, and even a slighter chance with Shlishi. Well, Gotri, it's a great question. Lemaisa, this is a big finish because there is no Mechsik in Mavashal and Shas. This is invented by Tosos. It's one of the three deos. And for saying there are other deos besides Tosos. So do we take this seriously? Do we ask him like this finish a Mexican Mavashal? If not like finish Mexican Mavashal, then who cares about Klishenian Mavashal sometimes, not other times, or their acceptance, etc. Regardless of whether Klishenian Mavashal, it's also to the Mexican Mavashal. So, do we ask him like this finish or not? Valid question, right? Does the Machaber mention this finish of Mexican Mavashal? Machaber never mentions this finish of Mexican Mavashal in a Klishenian. The Magen Avraham in Sifkata Yod Tes. In Sifkatan, I meant to say Yod Tes, says that this line, at least Yesh Vatir B'Klisheni and the Mechaber hold there's no problem messing with Mavash. Okay, he at least thinks the Torah doesn't hold the messing with Mavash. The Torah said, hey, what's the city? Put right in Klisheni. However, the Magen Avraham himself, Feigl, both in Sivkatan Yod Tes and Feigl in Sivkatan. In Tes and Yod Tes, both is Machmer like this Kiddush Tov. There's the Magen Avraham in Tes Vav. I will also the Shrul Shafil the Klisheni the Matzei Kimavashel the Lord under the Tavlin, Tavlin Shri Matzei Agira. Tavlin to add spice. No one thinks of it as cooking Tavlin. Think of it as spicing your food. But real foods that eat themselves think of as cooking, and it's Mexican Mavashal. It's the same thing in your test. Yesh Matir Sof Mahakil Tir Shei Sof Tosso. This is what I meant to quote. But Kachmash Das Shukadar. It seems from the Machaber, but he never mentioned this, gave no frequency, but both like the second, meaning the last answer, the second answer to the name Tom. And there's no Mexican Mavashal. But the Yesh Lahachmer, the Magram Avram Machmir, you should be Machmir for Mexican Mavashal. So here he admits the Shukadar doesn't sound like it, but he himself is Machmir. Does the Mishnah Berurah agree with the Shulchan Aruch or with the Magen Avraham? Mishnah Berurah on Dalet. Vafila b'klisheni nami also lishros de mekzei kinevasha v'dav v'taglin etc. Message vashal for the 13 Magen Avraham. So you want to be hold from this, right? Do we agree with this? Who rejects? Now again, it's very hard to prove things from someone. But the Magen Avraham says, Magen Avraham is a very, very honest fellow. He says, Tak the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold grit, but I do. Right? He doesn't have to get everyone on his side. Right? So who rejects this? The Shulchan Aruch, as the Magen Avraham testifies, who accepts this chiddush? The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah accepts the Chiddush. That's a reason it might want to be Chumashish for it. If you look in the Chazan Ish, he says, Gan Shemesek and Avashel, Niyame Ibra Dimira,
the aim is served low, skewers out, post-skin, etc. The ikker in the Chazanish rejects this. He says, what does the Chazanish say? I'm not going to go tell everyone to cook in the cliche in the Shabbos. It's a bit of a machir. But it's not true. That's just the mayor. Chazanish. Medina rejects it. What does that mean? He says, it seems to be a minig to be machir. The Chazanish rejects it. Why does Chazanish reject it? Or because it doesn't have a strong basis in Shabbos Rishon, just one line of Tosfos. Ah, the Magna Brahma, half line, one line of Tosfos. Okay, that impresses some types of people. Doesn't impress the type of person of the Chazanish. Right, the Chazanish is not impressed by one. Unless he has a good time.
Where's okay. The
what?
Where's the Chazanish?
It's the correct here. When Beis Yotes, right? Nun Beis Yotes. Okay, now, so there might be a Shach Rabbi. Let's go back to Julius Ispinin at, yeah?
I guess it's a similar question from before, like on what Nechsi means, but it's not Nechsi Mumashim. According to, let's say, the provider, it's Mufka for Mishal. According to the Orsnach, it's Mufka. I mean, what's Nechsi Mumashim about this?
Is that people might get confused. Especially right here, it's funny. Like, this is not the way anyone cooks, so why would people get confused? I think the answer is because, like, people might not pay attention to the details. They might say, you see, Reb Begnar, you know, took a potato and or whatever, took a carrot and put it in a big, put it in a big pot of soup and cooked it on Shabbos, so that shows that the monks were cooked, etc. And they won't necessarily notice, really, I did it in a way that's not visual at all, but they really answer is messing, they might not notice the details, and therefore misunderstand what's going on. Okay, let's go back to Kulisha Iskinen and Melicha Yosha. Is that exception to Rabbanan or Dorais? When putting Kulisha Iskinen or Melicha Yosha in the Klisheni, or even Pura from Klisheni on would that be also derisive or above the Yashin police? The rice of the Lashon is my belief. The plus is my belief, but it's derisive.
Right? That's plus.
That's an issue derisive. Why? Because that's an exception to the rule of cliche, perhaps. Is it really an exception to the rule of Hidiyah Mai? And the Gemara says, in case you don't believe me, I'll reveal Hidiyah Chayat Chabas. And no one argues. And then they say, well, of course you're right. So it's one of the I have chattis. So it's poshut. Poshut is chayav chattis. One of the chayav chattis. Now, what's a little interesting? Chayav chattis, does this prove that a cliche is mabashil and melichi yashin kul yusei spinning? Or are there two ways to read why you're chayav chattis? What are the two ways to read why you're chayav chattis?
Come on, lock.
Well, Marmalachtan, how else can you read Marmalachtan? Machapatish. Is this Bishl or is this Machapatish? Right? Maybe. So, what would your Saman say? Your Saman would say, don't give me any sense. You know, of course it can't be Bishl. Well, the Saman is likely to go against the Mishnah. What he would say is, I don't remember if he does say this there. He does say it there? Okay. He said, Abad is a Mishnah. The Mishnah is Machapatish. I'm not talking Machapatish. I'm talking about Mishnah. The Mishnah is Makiv and Patish. And this is the famous Kiddush we did where Moshe does this in his microwave Trubot. Here's Moshe, or time, the other Gimel, some new days, plus Mershi. He says, and maybe we should be Choshish, the Sheet of the Nishmas of them, that even if microwaves aren't visual, they can be Makiv and Patish. And then he went back defending, and he said, you know what? You can't say it's a disproven Sheet. The Nidchase, it's a little bit of a soft faith that he could be right, even though we're really impossible. You know, look at this. It's not impossible there's Makim Patish Bolt. Where does Makim Patish Bolt come from? Even though the Mishnah was other at the time, once you get through with it, it's really knowing a circuitous route. It comes from here. Who does the Bira Allah quote who says he did Makim Patish? Two people, right? The Bira Allah quotes he says that they killed the parties, but they're wrong. The Prima Gadol and Lulch. And what's an Afkamina? Okay, we need to make a little room.
Let's guess. What does Gemar Malachta mean? Does it mean Bishol? Or does it mean Makiv and Batish? And the Bir Halacha says, give me a break. Look at all the Mishon and the Bishol. It's cute that you said, oh, Gemar Malachta doesn't say the Bishol. It must be the Makiv and Batish. Cute, but not true. Right? This is the Rishonim and the Achronim. And then I write the Bir Halacha thinks all the Rishonim. And this is the Achra, the Mishnah Brura, in the Bir Halacha. However, the Lavosh and the Prima Gadda in the Bir Halacha quotes the same Nafka Patish. What's the Nafka Mina if it's Nafka Patish or it's Bishol? Tremendous Nafka Mina. The Nafka Mina is. No, right here. Cool. Meaning, what if you soak the Maliah HaYashan and the Kulyasa Isbinin, or even rinse it, right? Idea. In cold water. What if you use cold water? You might say, who's talking about cold water? Well, cliche is cold, then we're talking about cold water, right? What about cold water? So, if it's Mishum Gmar Malacha, even cold water can be high of practice. That's a big fetish. You can have something that is so dehydrated that soaking in cold water can be high of chatas for makar v'patish. Because what are Maliyah HaYashin Kulisa Isbin? The Lechor Maliyah HaYashin, the person who's in Kulisa Isbin is also Maliyah. Just most sins only if they're old and Kulisa Isbin, and even if it's not old, it's just salting is dehydrated. Right? You're basically, it's a little like reconstituting dehydrated foods. Right? Very similar to that we have. Anyway, that's a tremendous nafkamina. What about cold water?
The strawberries and the cereal dehydrated.
Okay. No, but you can eat them anyway. As a matter of fact, they're perfectly good. They're delicious either way. Okay. Okay, good. Nafkamina, what about cold water? That could be chayav chatas if you hold back and patish, or totally mutter. If it's judicial, cold water. You make food better with cold water. That's very nice. That's not a malacha. What's the malacha of improving food with cold water? The malacha is only bishul. But if it's macro patish, then even cold water should be just fine if it does the job. If the cold water is ineffective, then obviously not. But if it's effective, then that is a big machlokes. The prima gadol lurch on the macro, and that's the bir halacha. Dibur maslav the fussel to ignore malachon. Says no way, no how, can't be. That's this long bir maslav the maslav the chassid the fooling. I am Mishnah Brura according to the tag bitzoni mutter. Then he says, the king mashven kach kassav. He gives you a whole list of kach kassav, a laundry list of everyone who's anyone who goes to Shabbos. But I saw the king of God that wants to be the Chadesh, that maybe should not be Patish, etc. And in Lovush, I also saw something about not be Patish, which sounds like the same Derek, but it's not really exclusive. It's proof that we have to be not true. Rav Moshe wants to say maybe this was other, maybe you could rescue my Patish, hopefully. It's a stretch. The Ikar Din, all the posts assume that the Malach of Makar Patish does not apply to Oakland. Makar Patish for Kalin. Oakland, either it's special or it's not Malacha. Okay, in some cases, just be fair. In some cases, it's Rabbana, or to some Shitas, if it's for animal food, or it's not so Kasha, it's not there, then maybe it's Rabbana, if it's hard work to make food edible. Okay, that's more matter of tirfa than our normal kitchens. We pascan that. It's heter gomer to make food edible in a way that's not one of the other malachas, that's not lush, and it's not tochen, and it's not mishal. But there's no makar patish in Oakland if it's not dash, borer, zorer, merake, tochen, lush, or mishal, then it's mutter. Are you making food edible? Fine. Making food edible is not lush on Shabbos. That's how we paskin. So in those we paskin, it's an exception to the rule of cliche and the Menasha. The Arsa Meach L'chor would have to go with the Prima Gadol. Okay, that's important. Bundles. What is this whole Mishnah about? Is it Makom Patish Mishnah? In which case, totally different Indian. And as a matter of fact, I think maybe
And the Jewish Jew here occasionally gives a quote for like every famous modern day Israeli posek. Some case he had that wasn't official where someone had a hobby in Israel from Shemakri Patish and like and then possibly the Shemakri Patish. Which is, again, Rav Moshe is like the most macro about the post. He says, it's not disproven to Shita Makri Patish, but open, but it's not something that in some cases it might be true, even if maybe not in these cases. But basically, all the other post can say it's been disproven. Okay, now, yes.
It's
that the answer is Mishal, therefore cold water is not Mishal, so it's not.
What was the amount of your class one?
No, okay, let me go backwards. The Gemara says, how the chasm's being marm lachta. If that means back of a patish, then it's a new finish. Any making food edible is back of a patish, whether cold water or hot water. However, we don't pass it. We pass it in marm lachta, means marm lachta is special. In which case, if you use a non official way of water. Is that clear? Okay. Now, one more detail that I want to discuss about this. Yes?
Put back in five minutes before the inedible? Or the idea that
our pastures, it has to be totally inedible. Pastures, even those who are macro boxes in Oakland, they don't think it's macro patish to improve it a little. Like even the macro boxes in Oakland would not say they couldn't carry it as macro. But they would say that cooking rice is not potash. Because I don't think you could eat like rice out of a bag.
Potato.
And before they would say cooking potatoes is not potash. Can you eat a raw potato? You can eat cardboard. But it's not edible. You know, but an onion, for sure, cooking is not macro potash. You can eat a raw onion, you just eat it in small pieces, and it's delicious, right? You eat it in small pieces in your sandwich and it's delicious. You just don't want to overdo it. That's clearly, a raw onion is clearly edible. Just you don't want to overdo it. A raw potato, it's, I don't know, it's, I've never tried. But if no one in this room has ever tried, then we were all teenage boys at some point, that's probably good, right? That's fine. Because, you know, I was a Rebbe in MTA. I can tell you things. I won't, because some of them are now clustered. So, you know, I'm not going to tell you. Like, they just started a plate for $2. This is now a clustered topic. But anyway. Okay, thank you. Now, I have one question for you. We've just determined this is an exception to the rule of Lishina in a Mabash. We pass it like everyone that Marmalata means fish. What type of foods are comparable to Kulyus and Ispinin? Like, how do you categorize it? Like, so, Malia Kadosh and Tulum Sakisperin, what other kind of foods are the equivalent of that? What would you say? Like, how would you broaden this category? What does it include? All foods that are
easily
cooked, you might say. That are easily cooked. Easily cooked foods you would think of as hard or soft, intuitively. Then, okay, thin and soft. Who says thin and soft? Is that what it says in the Ramah? He used words like that? But look in the Bir Alacha. Dibir Masko, the Kluyosa Ispin. The Lav Davke Eden, the Huat in the Kol Kayotzi was there. Likewise, anything similar. Dabar Dak Barak Fioser, something thin and very soft. Meaning, who's he quoting? He says who's quoting the Ramah. Says the Ramah. The exception is things that are thin and very soft. In other words, ask anyone who, you don't need a scientist, ask anyone who knows science on a fifth grade level, something that's thin and soft cooks easily. And he always writes the Icarus thin, right? Meaning, how did they make that Quaker instant oatmeal cooked so easily? They just cut it very thin. And basically, if you buy oats, you can buy them cut thicker or thinner. And enough to mean is how much cooking they use. The thinner something is, the less cooked. We all know that the thinner something is, right? Basically, anything that's thin enough will cook with less heat. How little heat? Okay, well, depends. You know, you ever have those like very thin steaks? They sell them there. I think that, yeah, they sell these very thin steaks, and they cook them the same. I don't know if they cook them. But think more easily. The thing or something more easily to books. So that's the Rambam says. Now, maybe Maliach Yoshem Kalisa Isbinin is very thin and soft, meaning maybe the way he understands it is that, they were so salted that that makes them very soft and shriveled them up and makes them very thin, and therefore they cook easily. Okay, that would be classic. I mean, besides the fact that making Quaker instant oatmeal is probably problematic because of the lush. Right? But even if you get out of lush, let's say you make it a very watery recipe, and then etc. Even if you get out of the lush, you know, it's a problem with Bishol because it's very thin. Very thin. It's probably a Bishol, naturally, a Yashin Kulish Ispid. That's what the Rambam says according to the Bir Halacha. Interestingly, the Ramah says it differently. What does the Ramah say? One of that goes Mordechai. But who else did? Right? We never read the Shulchan Aruch. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Second half of Dalit. We move Dover Yomer Shalom Espasha with Nay Shabbos. If you have solid food that was never cooked, right? Why is it just solid food? Because liquid food can't really soak or rinse. It just disappears. Right? So it's not a practical question to ask. If you have a solid food that was not cooked yet, in Shona Sobacham Shabbos, you can't soak it in hot water or chowls, and Madichon Sobacham Shabbos, you can rinse it with hot water or chowls, or cold, right? Folks, when a Bliach Yashan, the Min Dug, Shenikah Kuyish Ispin, except for Bliach Yashan, type of fish with Kuyish Ispin, Jane, Trink, and Bishal, Ola Ma'at, which only need a little cooking, sounds like Kala Bishal, the Chachalu, and Olaf, but even just rinsing them, even Eroy, is marmalade for them. After a level hood in Kodover Kasha Shaina Roy Lecho Klavlo Shriya. Likewise, anything very hard that you can't eat without soaking, but also the shrills of a Shabbos, you can't soak in a Shabbos that we are malacha, it's marmalacha. We start with what? Yeah, the hard wood in the same principle. It seems to me the Ramah is conceptualizing Maliach Yashan Kulu say it's been differently than the Ramah, meaning the Ramah slash, Hagos Mordechai is conceptualizing it differently from the Bir Halacha slash Rabbah. He says, what's unique about Maliach Yashan Kulusa Ispinin? What's unique is that they don't need cooking because they're raw. Why do they need cooking? Because they're hard. Really, technically, a scientist would tell you they're dehydrated, right? They need cooking because they're dehydrated. They're hard, not because they're raw. And you know what? When something's raw, it needs a lot. But when something is hard, all it needs is softening. And softening you can do with less heat than cooking. Okay, that's... And so I think there are two different ways of understanding why they're caliabishal. Are they caliabishal because they're soft and thin? Or because they're hard? Why would hard make something caliabishal? We think of hard as making something hard to cook. No, they're hard and they don't actually need cooking. They just need hydrating. And when all you need is hydrating, you can do that. It's maliach roteach, and it's already edible because it is salt, right? Beef jerky. They have kosher beef jerky now, don't they? Beef jerky. Now, okay, probably the kosher beef jerky nowadays is fake. I bet it's not real beef jerky. But let's assume, maybe it is. How do you make beef jerky? Do you cook the beef? What do? You salt it. If you salt it, why isn't it raw? Because, maliach, karateach, right? Now, beef jerky, let's say it would be real beef jerky. Right? I mean, anyone know why they started to make beef jerky? Not because someone wanted to, like, sell it in the kosher grocery and make an extra buck with a special product that attract the kids. Why did they first make beef jerky? To preserve it, because if you had to sit, take it for a long time, especially take it on the road with you, right? Remember, this gets on top of it. You know, orcha. And, ain't no nechomachas milko. Remember, the pshat of rach, you know, nechomachas milko means you can't eat it until you soak it. Right? Meaning, it's cooked enough. It doesn't have to be cooked. You just need to soak it in order to rehydrate it to make it edible. And that's the other way of viewing what's unique about Lecha Yashan Kluseis. Where are we talking both of them? There are two innate tendencies of things that are easily cooked. Either something which is very soft and thin, so it's easily cooked, or either something very soft and thin, so it's easily cooked, or something which needs hydrating as opposed to cooking, but that still counts halachically as bishul, because you're still fixing food through heat, and therefore it counts as bishul. Agav, hold on a second. Spices, you're allowed to put them in the shady. Aren't spices very thin? Why aren't spices kali bishul? A toppling. Whatever toppling means. So, interestingly, was this on the Makoros? There's a very strange shita. Very strange shita, which I have a lot of trouble accepting, and so do all the modern names. Okay? But people take it seriously because it's from Shlomo Zalman. We have to. Shlomo Zalman. Says right here in the Shemir Shabbos Kolchasa, Klisheni, Tavlin, you're allowed to put in Klisheni. It's a Mishnah, right? Says Perik Aleph, footnote Kofayin Dalid. He heard from Shlomo Zalman, it can't mean what we call spices because they're very thin, so they're palatable. So it must mean, and then he says, in the Shvisa Shabbos, he says, it must mean sticks of cinnamon or ginger, which are part of the cook. That's a big chiddush. When they talk about tavlin, they meant sticks of cinnamon and ginger, not normal tavlin. And don't say that normal tavlin are not ground into very small things in the kabal, every sugya tochin. Is all about how you need to grind taflin. Meaning, whenever the Gemara uses the word taflin, it means things you grind up to salt. It's a tremendous condition for Shlomo Zalman. The heter of taflin is only sticks. And then what kind of sticks? Not pepper. No one puts sticks of pepper. There must be sticks of ginger and cinnamon. Do we ever put sticks of ginger and cinnamon into our food? A little weird. Not in a cliche.
No.
If you want to put cinnamon, you would put it in a cliché so that all the taste can leak out into your food. You wouldn't put it in a cliché before you served it, but there's no time or heat for the taste to get into your food. Don't even eat it. It's a little weird. Unless he means... It's just a little weird. What are you doing with the cinnamon? The stick of cinnamon is not going to help your food in the cliché. It's too late. Unless you're going to eat the stick of cinnamon. And that's gross.
No point in how water.
But I guess you don't want a hot water and tea. Okay, fair enough. Maybe. Anyway, it's a big hitch. No one said it until the 20th century. All the other posts can assume no. Tavlin are not Kali Abishal. Didn't we say anything that's very thin is Kali Abishal? The answer has to be anything that's very thin and needs cooking is Kali Abishal. But spices don't need cooking. We don't differentiate between cooked pepper and raw pepper. Now, I'm sure a chemist would tell you that it must be that a chemist could tell you that when you cook pepper, some reaction happens. But in Bnei Adam, you don't notice the difference in cooked pepper and raw pepper. Why do we put pepper in hot food? Same reason we put pepper in cold food, to give it spice. And who did for all the tavlin? Meaning, obviously, when the Yerlach goes to Rambam, anything thin is Kali Abishal. What we mean is anything thin that needs cooking is Kali Abishal. Because spices are not Kali Abishal, and all the other Achronim reject this Chumrah of the Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Even the Shmir Shabbos himself, very fascinating. You never know what to make of this. You never know what to make of this. You're supposed to make of this that you don't know what to make of it. He says, tavlin, you're allowed to put in a cliche. And then the footnote says, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman says it must only mean sticks of cinnamon and ginger. It can't be real tavlin. Okay, why didn't he put that on top? Meaning, he's finding the chumra in the footnote. It's a little funny. Why did he find the chumra in the footnote? So I guess he just says, look, this is my Rebbe Rosh Shlomo Zalman. You have some of those songs for Shabbos, but it's just like, it's a tremendous kiddush. Tremendous kiddush, I'm not going to put on top. Whoever wants to read the footnotes will know, but I can't really pass in this for Am Yisrael. It's too much of a kiddush. Even the Shabbos also supports too much of a kiddush to pass in for Am Yisrael. Because practically it's hard to abide by. I just think, if Tavlin didn't really mean Tavlin, someone should have said it for the 20th century.
Salt, Tavlin?
Salt is funny because there's 2 days in the Gemara on opposite extremes, and we pass like the Makel Din, the Ikra Din. And so salt is not Tavlin, right? The Havlin of Yosef, whoever it was that salt was Tavlin, it's not. Why is salt not a Tavlin? That doesn't bother me. Because Moshe Chazal, Melach is not a Tavlin. Chazal always talk about Melach bit Tavlin. Right? So it's fine in Moshe Chazal that Melach is not a Tavlin. Why? I have no idea. I don't know if they use the word Tavlin, either because they use the word Tavlin for things that grow on the ground, Melach doesn't, or they use the word Tavlin, like the Gemara says, beitza, for things that you put in some dishes, depending on the exact recipe, as opposed to melach, which you put in all dishes, whatever. In their vocabulary, melach is not holy. Even nowadays, you can also use spice. If you add it, it's all great. You touch spice.
Salt, it's salt. You keep it that hot.
No, it's not. Nothing more. And we'll come back to that. Okay, fine. Rabosai. One last thing that I want to mention. But we don't pass on questions. We don't pass on questions. If you want to, I'm not going to arrest you. More than that. And we pass in, you can put all regular spices in the cliche meat against her flaws. It's a mission.
Well,
the Mishnah says that if it's like they are share B-run and Homer, you can't put it out. Cannot. But the horror of the town. That what? Because you're cooking them. Because a clean Mishnah cooks. A clean Mishnah cooks by default. Change doesn't cook. Kaplan or default. Why are Kaplan default? Because we don't really recognize cooking of Tavlin, therefore we treat them as defaults. Because we have no intuition as to how they
old term of Tavlin.
That's a great question. In fact, the Rishonim argue, the Achronim argue, Kazakhish and others, lemon and Tavlin. Are we showing our there are shemen a tablet or onions a tablet? A focus in the mind of Raman Tazmi. Yeah, so what's a tablet? Our soup greens a tablet? Right, my daughter has things. 11-year-old daughter is because she likes soup greens. And sometimes there aren't enough soup greens in the soup. So does she take some like parsley or what are the other soup greens? Like herbs you put in soup, like green herbs, dill, parsley, those things, just put them in your soup. So I said, only if you take soup in a bowl, pour it into another bowl, and then put it in. So she said to me, oh, you mean like the tea in a cliche? Yeah, correct. Because the pula being made on the ladle was only for bread, because we're in Cyrus the day of the Rav Yav, the Ain Sliach, or the Ain Mishlach, and Sli. But for soup, they're raw, so we would be not. Anyway, our soup being Tavlin, but I'm not sure, so I think they so that's why I told my daughter she should use a Kli Shlishi and she should buy in her soup. Not
adding chicken. Chicken.
No, but before you're adding already pre-cooked. No,
yeah,
the main dish harvest. That's fine. Even in a tradition. You can put already cooked chicken even in a tradition. Right, so that's not and raw chicken. For Maisa, between you and me, it won't come in a cliche or a cliche. So it won't be edible. You know, I haven't seen this in the post game, so don't quote me on this, but I know chickens. Even though it doesn't say that in any book. I also know that about potatoes. Okay. Anyway, back then. What did I just want to say here? I want to have two more details about this. And then we'll go on. So let's just make room for two more details. Number one, the first question is, you know, what is the category of Bleiach Yoshin Kolosei? It's been an exception to Klishemi. So we have the Rambam leading to the Bir Halacha, who says, Davar Dak Birach Yoser. Of course, you know, how to go blind is really tricky. And then we have the Hagos Mordechai leading to the Ramah, who says, Dabar Kasha, but obviously he doesn't mean Dabar Kasha, it's the opposite. What he means is, She'eino Tsarech Bishol Ella, how do you say hydration? Elishriya, I want to explain what it means. That it just needs hydration because it's too dried out.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like, hydration
is just out of hydration. It just needs hydration. Let's stick with. Okay, one other important machlokas I just want to mention, and we passed in like both of them.
The Dabar Kasha would be something even after the bushel already.
What?
Dabar Kasha after writing a bushel, even
into the or not? Bechori would still say the bushel. Why would say bushel after bushel? Because since it only needs hydration, not cooking. Once it's already cooked, we're not matched with that bushel. Only matched with this bushel if. It's not cooked yet. Now, or even if it's not edible, let's say it's already cooked and then dehydrated, and you soak it, rinse in hot water or soak it in hot water to rehydrate it, I think that would still be good. Now, there's another interesting focus. What if, remember we said cold water to mutter? What if you could rehydrate? You know, some things in cold water will not be enough to rehydrate. You also need a little heat. What if you cook, but most things you could be hydrated. What if you could be hydrated in cold water, but you use hot water? Maybe it'll work a little quicker. What if you could be hydrated in cold water, but you rehydrate in hot water? Is that the Manolach special? Or do you say, since you could have used cold water, then that proves that what you're doing is not fish? Or do you say, no, you could use cold water, but it's better with hot water, and therefore the mash of it is fish? Meaning, if you don't need the heat, but it's helpful to have heat. Is that mashuv beneficial, or is that not beneficial? Because the heat's not ma'akeh. When the heat's not ma'akeh, if I want to roast a steak, the heat is ma'akeh. I can't do it without heat or a microwave or some other type of heat. Right? But let's say I have beef, real beef jerky. You know that you can't eat dry. Too hard to chew. And I can't soak it in cold water, but it'll go a little quicker if I saw it soaking in hot water. So is that efficient or not? Valid question, no?
It's three higher than prohibition.
Correct. Prohibition in general, by definition, you can't do. Otherwise, it's not prohibition.
Cold water, too hot.
Aha, so the, who was there? You were there. Okay, we'll get that. Super fast. Okay, let's just point out this is a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. How do I know it's a machlokas in the Magen Avraham and the Taz? I won't read you the Magen Avraham and the Taz. I'll just cheat a little, read you the Mishnah Berurah. It says the Mishnah Berurah in
Lamed Vav. Says Mishmur at the end of Lamed Vav. Fisei Dagma Loshim Komenu Shenikra Herring. Sheyacholim.
By the way, I'm pretty sure Abhin was the modern day. You want to buy herring. What do you ask for? Dagma Loch.
So the Dagma Loch called herring. Okay, I started a little too early. I apologize. Okay, according to what I said earlier, which is a quote of the Magen Avraham, the previous Shaar HaTzion said Magen Avraham, if you could eat it by soaking in cold water, certainly you could eat it without soaking it. Then it's mutter even to use hot water. Because if it's not necessary to use hot water, that's not polyvishal.
Just something that needs water.
You don't need the heat. It's not polyvishal. It just needs water. But may a taz master the issue of Zolodichamid, but the taz of master should be also double viewed. Magnarab sounds like mutter. The taz sounds like also why you don't need hot water. Yeah, but hot water is helpful. So that's polyvishal. You don't need hot water, but it's helpful and efficient. After all, we'll see later. What if I cook carrots? I could have eaten them raw. Okay. Maybe they're it's not such a good proof. That's more obvious. In any case, the chen kazm show sefer shulchan atzei shitim chay adam chay nahom nachom lechav b'maisa v'ayin be beer ha lacha. Okay. So this is a machlok guess.
What's the second thing you want to discuss? What if you could use cold water? Can you use hot water? If cold water would be enough, can you soak it in hot water? Do we say Dwayne Lasafreya doesn't need any cooking, it's not calibishal? Or no, Dwayne Lasafreya eats something, and if that something is heat, then that's bishal. So, says the Mishnah Berurah. Basically says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Vav, Magen Avraham would say mutter, Taz and others would say aser, and he paskins like the Taz, then it's aser. Meaning, even if you don't need hot water, you just need water. But if you use hot water and it's effective, that is considered one lachan, and that's not just fish. All right. Okay. So that is, so far we found two exceptions to Ruach Lishenim and Bashel, both from the same Mishnah. Number one, Licha Yashin Kuyus has found in anything similar to them. And number, which there are two ways to find out similar to them. And number two, according to one day Tosos, where Paskin's like, everything that's not Tachlim is Kosher Migur Wadlim, Lishenim to the best. Now let us go to the next Mokher. What's the Urbane's Mokher of Asher Lishenim? It sounds like the Urayim wants to answer Klisheni. He ignores the Mishnah on Kufa Ham base. Right? He ignores Kufa Ham base. He wants to answer Klisheni. He doesn't say anything about Kufa Ham base. I'm pretty sure if you look at this whole paragraph of Urayim, he doesn't say anything about Kufa Ham base. Why? Maybe he thought it was not Kapatish. That would be a big Kiddush because we don't want the first Mishnah in. Or maybe, more likely, no, that's a very, very specific kind of thing. Because let's say, what does it sound like? Everything's mutter except for these two things, and something's mukhrach assembly. So said the Iranian, you know what? If there's an exception from Lechayoshim Kluyse Ispanim, it's a very limited exception. So that very limited exception, I'm not going to expand. But where does find an exception you can't expand? I'll say it better. What does it say? What comes out of the Hammond base? Everything's mutter to Klisheni except for very specific things for very specific reasons. Okay, could you add another very specific thing for a very specific reason? Yes, but you have to prove that it's a specific thing, that it's a specific reason that it's polyvishal. He wants more marker. But can you start answering everything? Answer everything, you have to find some example of polyvishal that doesn't have any specific reason, it doesn't have any logic that we can figure out. And then you could say, well, if something has no specific reason and no logic we can figure out, is Kali Bishal. Who knows what's Kali Bishal? And what does he find?
that meets that criteria? Salt. Now, salt behavamina. What does the Gemara say? After the spices, remember Sabra of Yosef, I think it was? Rabbi Yosef and Melech is like Kaplan. I'm going to say, no, we're going to try Rabbi Shia differently. The only is, there's two Lashonos, which he was Tani Rabbiya. Tani Rabbiya Melech is more hungrier than Kaplan. It's Mispasha Lentishani. Oh, Kali Bishop. Or Tani Rabbiya Melech is more Kal than Kaplan. Then Tatlin is not even as possible to be shown unless it's on the fire. We paskin, like this, we generally paskin, first maker did, that melach, and the Uranian knows this, melach, it doesn't even cook in a cliche show unless it's on the fire. But there's a half a meter that melach cooks in a cliche. What does that prove? There are some things that cook in a cliche. Can you tell me what it is about melach that we see with our own eyes and taste with our own mouths that shows us why, according to one day, it would be Kali Bishel?
No,
it dissolves. Okay, but it dissolves in cold water also. I mean, it dissolves. The real answer is, the Rebbe says no. But the Rebbe's real point is, we can't really tell according to that day, how they knew that melach cooks in a cliche. We no longer have a masorah. Obviously, they knew what they were talking about in that first day. Obviously, they were smart. Like, if you would ask that first day, in the days of the Amora, tonight, what's your smara? They would tell you, oh, but we lost that masorah. And it's not intuitive to us. What's interesting, melach and tavlin is not intuitive to us. And therefore, says the Uranium, let's read it. What? The Uranium Simon Reshain Dala, which is a very long simon. But what does he say? He says, Ikadamri, that Melech Enikadabu Klishain Nami Beshela, and therefore, Helkach, Yizar Adon Shlo Lahafas Shabbos Shum Davar B'Klishen. Don't put anything in a Klishen. Ba'af B'Klishlishi Shad, or even a Klishlishi Yasa, let's go. She'ein on a B'Kim V'ar Rak, and the Kapsh, and me, and the Sash, and the Shem, and the Shem, and the Bach. We're not competing in what's soft and what's hard, and what can be cooked in Klishen, and what can't be cooked in a Klishen. What does the Rebbe say? We're not B'Kim. And why does he go with salt? I think it's the only one that the Yashu Kulish responded in. Say, what do you mean we're not the Kiyan? That's what it was. Bolts of Milaki Yashu Kulish responded. He brings the mark of salt. Even if we don't pass on that day about salt, the fact that in such a day approved, there are factors that are hard for us to figure out. The fact that there could be a day that salt is Kali Vishal proved that we're not the Kiyan. And what is Kali Vishal? What isn't? Because in our Bikias, we wouldn't have said that. So therefore, what could be one mystery? You never know how many mysteries there could be. And he says that, you have to be choshish, everything's Kali Bishol. That'd be right. You have to be choshish, everything's Kali Bishol. What's his nafgamina? His nafgamina in the Urayim is, continuing, et cetera. Yizaer adam shul liten pas afoy b'shabes ela b'klisheni b'mokoms. One second. Helke achir shibrashi yishdom and pas b'klisheni b'yish bishal achir afoy v'tzli v'yish le'achir bishal yizardim liten pas afoy b'shabes. Okay, this is a gears problem here. B'klisheni b'mokom shayatsu let us question. Basically, what he says is something's cooked in a klisheni, and he paskins yesh bishal achar afia, and therefore don't even put bread in the klisheni, and that's what Orson Paper is based on. What are the two ways to argue? He's based on two assumptions: A, yesh bishal achar afia; B, something's cooked in a klisheni, we don't know which. Come down with that, you can't put bread in a klisheni. What are the two ways to argue on him? The Torah says, I agree with you, yesh bishal achar afia. Don't put bread in a klisheni. We didn't think anything. He said, what do you mean? That's a special rule of salt that was only a half a mina. You can't take a halving of salt that applied to Kol Torah Kula. And why didn't I'm over what I'm saying? We're not cautious that everything's Kali Bishal. And then there's Rav Yehuda who says, Ain Bishal, Afar Thea, and you could put bread wherever you want. And I'm not even going to discuss right now your other question. Okay, so here's the Arayim versus the Torah. Do we extrapolate from salt? The Havamina of salt, we extrapolate from there that you never know what's Kali Bishal. Or do we say, no, Ain Chabal Kedusha? That's only salt, as the Taz summarizes nicely. V'yesh matir v'das ha-tor disreleg lo mitzin ha-bish v'prisheni el-melech b'chav lishna b'sif test. Lo midech rina. It's only melech, it's only one day, you can't extrapolate. Do you extrapolate from that at more than half? From the first day about salt or not? Uriah says yes. Tor says no.
There's not a problem with it.
I mean, the Gemara says salt is not halacha in the Gemara's language. I think you're mixing languages.
Yeah, meaning, the Tavin and the Mishnah is actually...
Since salt is small, it's like that. Therefore, we understand. Correct, according to him. But, I don't think... I'm saying I've never said there's something special about salt. Okay. That's a good point. So, let's just... I think we might have to end now. Let's just, I don't like the new board. Three. Melach, lefi, teya, etod, the Gemara. And what do you do with a melach according to one day in the Gemara? What do you do with that melach according to one day in the Gemara? This is not focusing the Iranian. And the Torah says the Iranian. We're misuffic, everything might be like melach. Let's go figure. What does it mean for salt to cook? We're not sure what it means for salt to cook. It's very confusing to us. Even though Arnie will tell me that he disagrees with what I said before, he thinks he had a whole start to figure about what it means for having to cook. And I'll say, no, I'm still right, because that's a choshev in the other. But if you don't know what I'm trying to hear about salt cooking, okay, there's a kolos cooked by salt, which we don't understand. We don't understand exactly what Gemara meant. So therefore, if we don't understand that, how can we understand anything? We just throw up our hands. That's the Iranian. And says the Torah, no. If you don't understand something, that's kolos. And Chavala Kiddusha, he doesn't use the phrase and Chavala Kiddusha, that's great, right? I'm going to write my phrase, Ein Chavala. Elohidusho, not to mention the fact that we don't paskin like it's here, said you should stop a cold over and the Elohidusho. How do we paskin there? Are we choshes that everything might be Bishul Daraisa? They're talking about Bishul Daraisa also. Are we talking much further than that? Mishnah could be how it is. Do we think everything might be Bishul Daraisa? Or do we think everything might not be Bishul Daraisa? That's 2 days in the in the Shulchan Aruch, which we already read. In Sithei, both the Taz and Magavram explain the day of the Reim is Yesh Dvarim Shurif Bashal Ve'in Anu Bekiyim. Ein Anu Bekiyim, that's the phrase of the catchphrase of the Reim, Ein Anu Bekiyim. And how do we paskin? Let's go to, we don't even have to go to Mishnah Berurah. It's already in the Ramah, says the Ramah, V'nagu Lizar L'chachila Shlul Mitein Pasifila B'klishen Mikol Zman. So yeah, so let us go. We are machmir like the Uraim. We are machmir like the Uraim. And good question. Is that mukhra, if you can extrapolate Ramah to all things? I don't know. But that's clear. You don't have to say that. But that's clearly how the Akronim understands. And that's a Mishnah Berurah, and Membei says, "V'hu adin l'dezo yishlahach benami b'shar devarim in everything, not the cliche." And we pass in that way. So let's just put the Urim's catchphrase: "Ein anu b'kiyem is the Urim." And how do we paskin? We paskin like the Urim against the Torah. So, yes, correct. Classic Rama, Ignat of the Kim. Lemaitza, what have we seen so far? We've seen, so far, three reasons to Machmu Klisheni, even though the Gemara says Klisheni no Mabasha. Number one, some things like Limpiosh and Kulish has been in, but that would be limited to things that we know are official. We have official. Number two, Mesik of Mabasha, being finished invented by Monday and Tosa, we ask it like it. Number three, are not the key and based on salt and uranium. And then number four, and then we'll bring it down to a halacha maisa everyday halacha. Next time, number four is Ben Vachai Adam, Yad, Nishmeisbo. If it's Yad Nishmeisbo, Hushem, he counts it clean, Rishon. So that's an exception, meaning Yad Nishmeisbo or not. Although, as the Kaddish says, then the maisa, we'd be nervous ever using it to be shady, because like, how many times do you have to double check for your events that it's not Yad Nishmeisbo? Meaning, having to check, see if you burn your head. It makes it very complicated. Does the Mishnah Berurah approve this Chai Adam? Yes, Sifkat Memches. Right, Sifkat Memches. Who passed like this Chai Adam? Basically, we'll have to pick up with this, but this is, I apologize, does the Mishnah Berurah, he approves of this Chai Adam, and then Memches says, because an ish, no way. Where does this come from? It comes from Rama, Kodim Yushami, Sech, and Maestros. What's enough for me and Bishal and Maestros? If I have food in the field, can I eat it without taking Shumas or Maestros?
Yeah,
all right. All right, but not if I cook it. If I cook it, that's Kliyas. Says the Yushami, Klisheni, it's not considered cooked. But if Yad Nechvesbo, it's considered cooked. Okay, for mice, we're cooking Maestros. Make it tenno. Not for Maestros, cooking tenno. Okay. The Rambam brings down those maestros. The Chai Adam is the first one to apply to Chol Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, great Eifa. Thank you for bringing it to Chol Shabbos. It's the question. Why should Shabbos be any less than maestros? Says the Chazanish. That's crazy. The Rambam was not writing an organized book. Isn't that the difference between the Rambam and Shas? That in Shas, they throw in something here, throw in something here, and you have to extrapolate on your own. Well, the Rambam organized everything. He could have said it if he meant it. Shulchan Aruch could have said it. The Magna, the class I wrote, anybody who took Chai Adam could have said it. That's not true. Must not be true. They have the special homer by Maestros. So on Shabbos. Okay. So on the one hand, the Chai Adam is a good point, especially if you're a practical man. On the other hand, it's just weird that no one said it until the Chai Adam. You know? No one ever thought to ask what the halacha in the book of Shabbos or Chai Adam. So the Chazanish is a good point. Okay. Answer, what we'll see next time is the Mishnah Berurah takes all four of these super duper series. And the Chazan Ish says, all four of these are wrong. Says, Melech Yosef Kulis is the only thing like Melech Yosef Kulis. Mesik and Ravash, one day in Tosa they invented, that's not true. And the Ureya, true man, it takes different things like Bela. And the Chai Odom, we can invent something from Helps Maestro, so no one knows. Which is why the Mishnah Berurah thinks the Hikar didn't be Shani's pretty much always answer. And the Chazan Ish thinks the Hikar didn't be Shani's pretty much always answer. What does that mean? Halakha Maisa, we'll come back to here's Hashem next time.
Most things are going to be
shady. What?
Category number one, there would be a research. Aren't most things going to put in shady Bishl?
Aren't most things you're going to put in a cliche shady Kali Bishl anyway, you might ask? Why would